stock questionable books such as The Catcher in the Rye and the Harry Potter series, but tracked who read them. She kept those names in a file marked Potential Troublemakers.
"Close the door, Jane," she said,
squeezing into her desk chair. Mrs. Stubblefield was about one cheek too large for it, but refused to order another one. A petty part of me enjoyed her discomfort while I prepared for a lecture on appropriate displays for Banned Books Week or why we really didn't need to stock audiobooks on CD.
"As you know, Jane, the county commission cut our operating budget by 20% for the next fiscal year," Mrs. Stubblefield said. "That leaves us with less money for new selections and new programs."
"I'd be willing to give up Puppet Time Theater on Thursdays," I offered. I secretly hated Cowboy Bob and his puppets. I have puppet issues.
"I'm afraid it's more serious than that, Jane,"
Mrs. Stubblefield said, her eyes flitting to the glass door behind me.
"We have to reduce our salary expenses as well. I'm afraid we can't afford a director of juvenile services anymore. We're going to have to let you go."
Maybe some of you saw that coming, but I didn't. I got my master's degree in library science knowing I would come back to my library, even if it meant